Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the third week of Advent. Today's theme, guidance from angels of light. Sometimes, no matter how much we want to do God's will, we make mistakes and interpret Him wrongly. St. Joseph in our Gospel reading today, from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, desired only to do what was holy and compassionate. He assumed that the right thing to do was to end his betrothal to Mary quietly, rather than subject her to the penalties of the law, which called for her to be stoned to death for having relations with a man outside of marriage. If our desire truly is to do God's will at all times, He won't let us stray for very long into the field of mistakes or the sea of our sins. He knows we're trying to do what's right, and that's what enables us to be corrected, because of a true desire to do God's will automatically means we have the humility to accept correction. One day, many years ago, while I was driving faster than the speed limit, because going slower was too boring for my fast-working mind, I told God that He would have to recreate me if He wanted me to obey the civil law. The highway was sparse enough of traffic and other dangers that speeding 20 miles an hour faster than the speed limit was actually quite safe. Anything slower seemed ridiculous. Suddenly, I lost all desire to go that fast. God did indeed recreate me in one single moment. Have you given God permission to change you? When humility is lacking, any desire that we claim to have for obeying God's will is only a disguise. It's a mask that hides a prideful attempt to seem important, or to seem respectable, or to seem superior to other sinners. This is the difference between legalism, like that of the Pharisees, and true obedience. The latter comes with a desire to be corrected and to stay in constant discernment, never trusting our assumptions about what seems obvious. God's will doesn't always cooperate with civil law, or else He would have wanted Joseph to submit Mary to the law's penalty. God could have healed her from death after she was stoned, but no, He had a more loving plan, and He revealed it through an angel. Angels are messengers of light. Evil spirits can disguise themselves as angels of light, but every time we head in the wrong direction, God makes His will clearly visible. Mistakes are corrected when we notice where Christ's light is shining and head toward it, meaning we go where the glow of God's inspiration takes us into a deeper, closer, more humble relationship with Christ. Our guardian angels and other messengers of light help us find the right path. They reveal the right direction by giving it a shine that makes it brighter than any other decision. Our spirits are attracted to this light. Think of a choice you need to make today. There is an angel leading you to the correct path. Your spirit recognizes it by sensing the presence of holiness, the peace of Christ, and the courage of God. Get in touch with what your spirit knows and trust it.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.